Sales conversations work in a surprisingly similar way. When certain conversational layers appear in the right order, the experience feels natural. When those layers are missing, rushed, or misplaced, the conversation begins to feel awkward or forced. The Golden Sandwich Method organizes these layers into a structure that anyone can understand and apply. The Method in One Conversation. The moves become useful when they stop feeling like six separate boxes. Read this fictional composite as one continuous conversation. The buyer leads a service team and initially believes the answer is more leads. Frame. Agree on the purpose. The seller asks, "Before I recommend anything, I would like to understand how a new inquiry becomes a customer today, where that process becomes difficult, and what a useful improvement would look like. If we find a responsible fit, we can agree on a next step. Does that work?" The buyer replies, "Yes. I mainly want to understand why we are not closing more of the opportunities we already generate." Landscape. Map the present. The seller says, "Walk me through what happens after someone asks for an estimate." The buyer replies, "The office replies, a salesperson visits, and a quote goes out. After that, each salesperson follows up in their own way." The seller asks, "Where are the quote, the customer response, and the next action recorded?" The buyer replies, "Some are in the CRM, some are in email, and some are probably only in the salesperson's notes." Fracture, follow the gap. The seller asks, "When the week gets busy, where does that process usually break?" The buyer replies, "Follow-up becomes inconsistent. Nobody is completely sure who owns the opportunity once the quote is sent." The seller asks, "What have you already tried?" The buyer replies, "Templates and reminders. They work briefly, but the team stops using them because the ownership is still unclear." Consequence: make the effect visible. The seller asks, "What does that uncertainty create for you and the team?" The buyer replies, "Pipeline meetings become guesswork. We cannot tell whether an opportunity is delayed, lost, or simply forgotten. I may be spending more on leads when the real problem is what happens after the quote." Future. Define the better condition. The seller asks, "If this were working properly, what would you be able to see each week?" The buyer replies, "Every real opportunity would have an owner, a status, and a dated next step. We would know who needs information, who is deciding, and which opportunities are genuinely closed." Resolve. Connect truth to the next step. The seller asks, "Let me make sure I have this right. You may eventually need more leads, but the immediate gap is unclear ownership and visibility after the quote. You want a process that keeps every opportunity visible without making customer communication feel automated. Is that accurate?" The buyer replies, "Exactly." The seller asks, "Then I would not begin with another campaign. The first useful step is to map the post-quote handoff, define the evidence required at each stage, and assign an owner and dated action to every active opportunity. We should involve the office lead and one salesperson so the process fits the way the team actually works. What would you need to know before deciding whether that working session makes sense?" Notice the movement. The conversation did not jump from "we need more leads" to a pitch. Each answer changed the next question. Resolve became a recommendation only after the buyer's present, gap, consequence, desired future, and decision conditions were visible.